After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 19, The Dura Returns to Hastinapur. Sri Suta Goswami said, "While traveling on a pilgrimage, the Dura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya and then returned to Hastinapura. He had become as well versed in the subject as he had desired. After asking various questions and becoming established in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna, Vidura retired from putting questions to Maitreya Muni. When they saw that Vidura returned to the palace, all the inhabitants, Maharaj Yudhisthira, his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki Sanjaya, Kripa Acharya, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, as well as many other wives of the Kandavas and other ladies with children, all hurried to Vidura in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. With great delight, they all approached Vidura as if life had returned to their bodies. They exchanged obeisances and welcomed each other with embraces. Due to anxieties and long separation, they all cried out of affection. King Yudhisthira then arranged to offer sitting accommodations and a reception. After Vidura ate sumptuously and took sufficient rest, he was comfortably seated. Then King Yudhisthira began to speak to Vidura, and all who were present listened. "My dear uncle, do you remember how you always protected us, along with our mother, from all sorts of calamities? Indeed, your partiality, like the wings of a bird, saved us from poisoning and arson. So, while traveling on the surface of the earth, how did you maintain your livelihood? At which holy places and pilgrimage sites did you render service? My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Uncle Vidura, you must have visited Dwaraka. In that holy place, we are friends and well-wishers, the descendants of Yadu, who are always wrapped in the service of Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes? Mahatma Vidura gradually described everything he had personally experienced, except news of the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. Compassionate Mahatma Vidura could not stand to see the Pandavas distressed at any time. Therefore, he did not disclose this unpalatable and unbearable incident, because calamities come of their own accord. Thus, Mahatma Vidura, being treated just like a godly person by his kinsmen, remained there for a certain period just to rectify the mentality of his eldest brother Dhritarashtra, and in this way bring happiness to all the others. as long as Vidura played the part of a Shudra, being cursed by Manduka Muni. Aryama officiated at the post of Yamaraj to punish those who committed sinful acts. Having won his kingdom and observing the birth of one nice grandson, competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhishthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who were all expert administrators to the common people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.